Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Little by little, we're getting closer, Alan. $1.2 million now, closing in on $1.3 million in the lockbox. It's WAMC.org.
It makes me want to weep sometimes how good and generous our audience are. It's astounding. As I've said so many times, I meet people in the streets all the time. I was talking to somebody in Amherst the other day. The reaction to not only the station, but to all of our efforts have been extraordinary and generous. And we'll make it. But now everybody has to really get going. We only have today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a couple of days on the weekend. So we've got to do it now. We're getting very, very close. If we have 1.5 million, let's remember that a wonderful lady in the Hudson Valley will give us $50,000. That is extraordinary when you think of what $50,000 is. So if we can meet this challenge, it would be great. I hope everybody out there will do what they can. WAMC.org. That's the preferred way.
On to the news of the day, Alan. Of course, we heard yesterday that Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, one of President Trump's top targets in his feud with the U.S. law enforcement community, resigned effective immediately. McCabe has told friends, according to the New York Times, that he felt pressure from Christopher Wray, the FBI director, to leave.
Well, yeah, Wray probably wanted his own guy. Look, this is what happens with propaganda. Trump says over and over again, they point to the fact that his doctor wife was running for political office as a Democrat. I'm sure nobody needed it at that point. It wasn't that McCabe had done anything wrong. He obviously hadn't. And each of us have wives and husbands who are entitled to their own space. We can't always be responsible for what they do. So he's out. It's not the end of the world. Obviously, the new FBI director, Wray, has had his own problems with the president, and I'm sure this is going to continue. You know, David, this whole thing is a war. The idea that you have a president of the United States at war with his own Justice Department, and that Nunes fellow who they caught sneaking around in the bushes outside the White House couldn't wait to get up to tell the president what was going on, so much for separation between Congress and the president. You know, this guy is at the top of my list right now of people who really you need to watch. I'm talking about Nunes, who supposedly absented himself from the whole investigation, and now we find out he writes a memo which is very, very subjective and probably quite wrong. The president wants to release this really suspicious memo that Nunes is responsible for, but they won't release the alternative approach, which was done by the Democrats, pointing out the flaws in the Nunes memo. It's extraordinary, and it's very disheartening for so many people.
The president delivers his State of the Union address tonight, Alan, 9 p.m. You can listen right here on WAMC or stream over our website, WAMC.org, or, of course, on the app. But we're seeing this headline, some supporters fear Trump will lose edge in speech. Signals from the White House have hardline supporters worried that he will forgo ideological purity in the speech and instead sing the praises of bipartisanship.
Well, he's got really no choice right now. He's got the lowest approval rating of any president in history since they started polling. He obviously needs to get some more people on his side. You know, when you're in the 30s or low 40s, it is more ammunition when you see what Mueller and his investigative team are doing. I'm sure what they are thinking in the White House right now, what the president is thinking, hey, I got to get some people who like me. So this is going to be a speech which is supposed to increase his likability. And that's why you're going to see a speech which says, hey, chest beating, look at the economy, I did that, even though one can make a very strong case that this was all coming cyclically and that it started with the Obama administration even before that. But he'll take credit for it, and he'll talk about immigration, which, of course, nobody really believes him because he's like Lucy in the football in Charlie Brown. He'll say one thing, and then, of course, he'll just reverse himself. So he doesn't have an awful lot of credibility there. He's going to be obviously talking about national security. We know that, and he'll be playing to that. It'll be a speech that he's obviously going to be dependent upon because right now that White House is under tremendous pressure because of the Mueller investigation.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us 5 days until February 5th at 6 a.m. when we start the On Air Fun Drive. Don't procrastinate. WAMC.org.
David, I have nothing but love and appreciation for what everybody has done. WAMC.org. We'll love you for it, and we appreciate it. Do what you can.